Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. Today's show is sponsored by Calamos Investments. Here's Anna DeVlantis on the Lisa Dent Show.
It's 4:37. It is Anna in for Lisa today, and we have a focus on your money today. We're going to keep the text line going with the, what's the strangest place you've ever been asked to tip, and we've got a really healthy, robust conversation going on there. Join in, 312-981-7200. We will circle back on that and announce a winner, I believe, in the 5 o'clock hour for the WGN tote bag for the best answer to that question. There are some good ones and a very robust conversation about all kinds of things like what servers deserve and in what circumstances too. So we'll talk about that in a moment. But right now, Joe Weidenbach has just stepped into the studio. He is the head of wealth management at Calamos. And we've been, you know, trying to help people navigate these times, Joe. I know you meet face to face with clients all the time. You're hearing it. And I think one of the things that you hear so much of is, you know, I can't afford to have a market decline like what we had last year again. People are just seeing, you know, the things that they've worked so hard for go away, and you know, they're nervous, understandably.
It's real. It's real, Anna. That's a real concern of our client base today, and what we find ourselves being more is psychologists and calming people and saying, let's put this into context. It's, I call it the let's step back to move forward dialogue, and let's put this in context. And nobody wants to have the year they had last year, for certain. But put it in perspective. For starters, historically, the S&P 500 is the proxy, and that's been positive for 70 years, or 70% of the time. The S&P declined 19% in 2022. So what gives there? Well, what gives is when you think, you put that in perspective, the magnitude of that decline, only 6 times in our history has it declined more than 20%. And one era was during the Great Depression, and I think we can all agree now that regulation is much better now, and we're in better shape there. In other times, we're certainly one-offs during the oil embargo and the financial crisis. So put in perspective. Another thing we tell investors, too, is historically stocks don't have negative consecutive compounded negative returns like that. In fact, when you think about it, whenever a market's declined 25% or greater in a given year, the following 3 years yield a cumulative 40% return. So what that tells you is, at the end of the day, if you're on the sidelines or thinking about investing, you want to be opportunistic at these times because you don't want to miss out on the opportunity itself.
Looking for opportunities. You should have your eyes open, even though it can feel kind of scary, volatile some days. Keep looking.
Most definitely. I mean, and when you think about it, people, a traditional portfolio, 60% bonds, 60% stocks, 40% bonds, that didn't fare well last year. Mm-hmm. You know, stocks, as I said, typically will be on the upswing, but bonds just hammered us last year, had their worst year in the history of all history, right? So bottom line, we tell clients, again, this education, time in market is more important than timing the market. Super, super important. But again, it's like flying a plane sometimes in turbulent weather. If the airline pilot's out there talking to you and coaching you through it, you're going to get to your destination. If nobody's talking to you about that and trying to put it in context, you're not going to feel good about getting to your destination. And that's what we're finding ourselves as financial advisors having to do with and for our clients.
Yeah, I hear you. And I'm sure you are hearing a boatload from everybody, right? Because it's just that kind of time. But you're such a soothing voice. I got to tell you, you could have been a psychotherapist.
My mom said I have a face for radio. How's that?
I don't know about that, Joe, but I do know you have a great voice. So it's good to, even if you have to deliver bad news, I think you're the guy that I want to hear it from. Just to keep that in mind. Okay. Concern number two you put on your list here. How do I increase the income generated in my portfolio? And I think this one is so key because people are like, how do I get a return on my hard-earned money? What do I got to do?
Well, again, let's step back to move forward and think about it. Since the 2008 financial crisis, when the Federal Reserve lowered rates to almost zero, there was no income in what we call fixed income. So this forced individuals who were savers to either put money at banks and banks weren't paying much, or put money into the market. And I think what's happened with this reset here in 2022, particularly with bonds and short-term investment vehicles, is there now really are a number of opportunities that that individuals can go out and generate yield. Think about money market funds. Money market funds have yields ranging from 3.5% to about 4.5%. T-bills, particularly those under 1 year, yielding about 4.5% to 4.8%. CDs, the banks are getting back into the game here with CDs. And high dividend yielding paying stocks, and they also have the benefit of they could also be attractive as qualified dividends. So there are things out there in that you can generate yield in the short run and income, and that's big. It's big. I suspect for that's big for our clients, and I suspect for your listeners.
Yeah, well, you have heard people complaining, on fixed incomes who said that you can't put your money in the bank and make but 2 cents on your whatever's there, or you can't put it in CDs, and now that has
it's coming back.
Changed.
It's coming back,
it is
right?
Coming back is an opportunity that you should look for. All right, so moving on to concern number three, has 2022's market decline impacted my ability to do any of these major things, to retire early, help my kids, help me pay for older parent care? I would guess the answer is a big yes, because I hear people talking about this all the time.
Got to
work another year or two.
Well, the important thing is on this point is, has your plan changed? What's your financial plan? We look at clients and say, what are their cash flow projections? Does it align with their risk tolerance? Does it align with what they're ultimately trying to affect and accomplish in their life? And let's revisit that plan. The plan is not a set it and forget it thing, right? Just like the market, just investing in the market. It's not a set it and forget it exercise. So bottom line, have a plan, constantly review it, and know that it's not a set it and forget it exercise.
Yeah, I guess that it's sometimes kind of scary to look at it during times like this. You kind of want to hide.
No doubt. Gee, do I have to work longer? Do I have to work 3 more years, 4 more years to do whatever? Those are real concerns.
Very much.
Across the wealth spectrum, no doubt.
Did we finish on number three? Because there are some things I want to get to, but I think we want to pause here.
Yeah.
Joe Weidenbach is the head of wealth management at Calamos, by the way. Calamos Investments, based right here in Chicago. And you actually, okay, so I did not read or know everything that's in the $1.7 billion bill that the president just signed into law. I really don't. I'm going to admit that up front with you, Joe. I really have. I know a few things, but I don't know everything that's in it. But you, however, make it your business to figure out that there are a lot of financial things in there that affect our audience, and you're going to explain that to us.
Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed.
So just stand by for that with Joe Weidenbach coming up. But first, over to Mary this afternoon, see how the traffic's doing. It is 4:48. It is Anna DeVlantis in for Lisa Dent just today, and we're talking about your money. Joe Weidenbach is the head of wealth management at Calamos, and he's been kind of guiding us through how he's been doing a lot of hand-holding these days with clients, as it's been turbulent times, and the news has not been very good in any sector for our economy, but that people are hopeful that times ahead will be better, and there are ways to navigate it. There's always an opportunity in every downturn, in every situation. I mean, isn't that kind of how you look at it?
Right, it is.
You're
it
always
is.
Trying to find some way to go, somewhere to advise your clients so that you make it through by making money. But let me ask you this quick, because I mentioned before we paused there to check traffic and weather, and there's this $1.7 billion omnibus bill, and as always, some things get big headlines, and we heard about some of the main parts of that bill, but it's enormous, and there are so many things we haven't heard about. You've gone through it to look at some of the financially significant things, and the Secure Act 2.0 is something you want to tell us about. Tell us everything we need to know, Joe.
You bet. Yeah, it's the obviously Secure Act 1.0. What happened? I think it was three years back. So it was part of President Biden's $1.7 trillion.
Oh my God! I keep saying billion.
$1 trillion.
Oh my God!
Fiscal year end.
Trillion with a T.
Right?
How can I make that error? Gosh.
And Anna, what people don't realize in the headlines is they see that, but there's a couple little tidbits in there. Actually, more than a couple little tidbits that are impacting people that are thinking about retirement or are in retirement today. Let me tell you about a few of those things.
Okay.
So you got a concept called required minimum distributions, and for those entering or in retirement now, you have to take distributions from your IRA. What this has done is you can start to delay that. Beginning in 2023, you go from 72 to age 73. In 10 years, that's going to be delayed to age 75. So that's good. Some people don't need the income right now, and they want to delay it. So that's a good retirement concept there. Another one, speaking near and dear to my heart as a father of six kids, is what do you do with 529s? What do you do with 529s where the funding of them, and you have these extra funds, and let's just say your kid gets a scholarship, or maybe you go to a school, what's a state school versus a private school. What do you do with that? What do you do with that?
If there's leftover in the 529 college savings plan.
Absolutely, absolutely. So there's provisions in the Secure Act 2.0 that allow people to take those funds, otherwise earmarked for college, and put them into a Roth IRA, subject, of course, to limitations and certainly. But it's a way to take monies that were earmarked for something, college education, and move them into retirement that wasn't there before. So those are a few little tidbits that I think your listeners would want to know, because it's certainly something that our clients are, their ears perk up a little bit and say, oh, gee, I didn't know that.
So what if your child's kind of ungrateful and you decide that they're not going to fund the entire college? You're going to make them work for it.
You're darn right. Well, it's excess funds that aren't spent, right? That aren't spent. So regardless of how it gets there, you can roll those into a Roth IRA. There's catch-up provisions. What I mean by catch-up provisions is there's limitations that certain investors have in terms of what they can put in if they're a certain income threshold. Those catch-up provisions are now indexed to inflation, which these are good things that the government put in place for us.
That
for
is
sure.
good. That is good to know. There's some good stuff in that $1.7 trillion omnibus bill.
Yes,
I misspoke about, but that is good to get into some of those details. Thank you, Joe. The other thing that has come up, and I know John Williams talks about this on his show, and it's something that I bet a lot of people listening are dealing with, or certainly will be dealing with. It's about your older parents in long-term care and trying to figure out how to help your parents as they age and kind of planning for that. I don't know that all of us think about that when you're 30 or 40 and you start thinking I probably got to think about that a little bit, their situation is.
Either for yourself or for your parents. I can tell you from my personal experience, I'm one of nine kids and we had to go through these issues this year with the loss of my father and my mother, who had some health concerns. Long-term care is a big issue. Mm-hmm. Our parents don't want to burden ourselves with us. We don't want to burden them, vice versa. So one of the things that that we talk about with clients when we talk about the plan, the financial plan, is how does long-term care fit into the mix, right? And I think long-term care policies have evolved over time. They've become more meaningful in client discussions in terms of how you want to, the dignity that comes with your, as you get older in life. And so long-term care is very, very, a very topical topic. And one that is part of our daily comprehensive planning.
Any strategies for dealing with taxes?
Oh, my goodness.
Anything in that omnibus bill that helps us?
Yeah, there actually is. There actually is something in there. There's an ability to convert traditional IRAs into Roth IRAs, and there's tax implications with doing that. But the big aha moment there is in a Roth IRA, the distributions are not taxable.
When you take it out at the end.
When you take it out at the end. There is a taxable event. If you convert an IRA to a Roth IRA, that's a taxable event. So you need to look at, does it make sense to do that now? Are the benefits, are they outweighed by the tax-free distributions that come out of the Roth IRA? So those are things that, in talking to a financial advisor, your tax advisor, think through those issues. Those are real, real issues that can make a difference.
Do you think most people are up to date on that stuff? Are they making the right choices on that stuff?
I don't know if they're up to date as much. I think certainly the Secure Act 2.0 is. You're seeing a lot of publications around that. I don't know. I would say more people need help in this area, and there's more help that's out there already that I think you can avail yourselves of.
Let me ask you this, because let me just throw this out there.
Yeah.
If I'm thinking about doing a Roth IRA, as you said, you get it out tax-free when you retire. Mm-hmm. If the stock market's down so much right now, is this a good time to do that? Because there's growth ahead, potentially.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, it depends. It depends on the the market is down, no doubt about it. And the question, it's a two-edged sword, right?
Yeah.
The market could be down. You may not have the cash to pay the taxes.
Right.
So you need to be thinking about that.
Right.
I think it's not a one-size-fits-all answer there, but it's certainly one that I think all of your listeners should be thinking about. Does it make sense to do? And if not now, maybe down the road. But have it top of mind.
What should we end with here, Joe? You've had so much helpful advice for our listeners and appreciate it. I know you do this all the time. Yeah. So to us, it's like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. But to you, it's like, okay.
Yeah, I would just say hang in there on the markets. I say hang in there on the market. Put things in perspective. Step back. And it feels like the end of the world sometimes, but it isn't. Good American capitalism has a way of reinventing itself through these times. And I think this will be no exception.
Well, I like hearing that. I like the way that sounds, Joe. Yep. And thank you for delivering that message and the other ones, too. Appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you.
It's Joe Weidenbach. He is the head of wealth management at Calamos Investments.